This is an Are You For Real With God broadcast.
A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.'"
Proverbs 22:6, "Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it." Little do you know how much your parents care and want you to learn the things about living, life, and the powers of God. When you prosper in the world, it's due to what you've learned. If you haven't learned anything, you will have a hard time becoming something in life, being successful. God wants you to know. Your parents desire for you to know and try to instill in you the natural things that are necessary to be successful in life. Most of us look at life as getting what I want to have, getting fun out of my life, going, doing things that don't make a whole lot of sense right now, but you enjoy that. It's necessary for each and every individual to learn about life, to learn how to live life, because you squander it as you're a child, and the older you become, the less knowledge you will have. You won't know how to do anything. It's incumbent upon everyone to do chores when they're living at home, to learn when they're living at home, because the day will come when you will no longer have the opportunity, or the time may not avail itself for you to study and learn. Learn as you go. When you do so, God will continue to bless you, those who are children of God. This story is about a son. He felt that he was grown, he was old enough, he knew all he had to know in order to make it in life. Aren't many of us that way today? We think we know everything that is necessary, and little do we know that isn't true. Your parents tell you that you don't know, and you proclaim that, "Oh, I know. Life is not hard. It's easy." This young man, he got his possessions from his father. He decided, "I'm going to leave home." And here today, some children run away from home because they don't like it at home. They don't feel that it's fair at home. So they venture out and go and try to make it on their own. You know, in order to make it on your own, you need to know something. As the prodigal son did, he took his goods and he left into a far country, in a land where people didn't know him. He had no friends, and he wasted. That's what prodigal mean. In a wasteful living, he took his goods and he just wasted them. He didn't properly prepare himself to leave home. He just knew, if I have my car and I have my clothes and I have my money, I will be able to live. But a famine came in the land, and he had wasted all of his resources, and he had to find some place to work. How can you work if you don't know how? How can someone love you if they don't know you? If you don't take advantage of learning, being what you're supposed to be, following the instructions of your parents, do something. Life is fun after you master the basics of learning how to live a good and flourishing life. It's easy when you're a child to play and have fun and games and things of this nature. But when the time comes, when you mature, you're going to have to earn a living. You're going to have to need to know how to do certain things, because you can't depend upon parents. You can't depend on other people all of your life. It's necessary that you know the direction that you're going in. It's very important. One thing that I say, this story opens the eyes of many people that thought they knew where they were going, what their disposition was going to be. But guess what? That was not true. Here we share with you what God's words say. God's word is true and will come to pass if you don't heed and take advantage of what you're doing as a young person. The older you become, the less time you'll learn to be a good soldier in life. It's necessary. The prodigal son is a good lesson for many people to learn from. You have to know. Forget guessing. You won't have time to look it up on a computer. You won't have time to read the book. You have to read your mind. Store all the information that's necessary within your mind. Therefore, you will be able to accomplish many goals and many feats in life. There are many distractions in the lives of people because they believe that by the time you obtain a certain age, you're grown, you know all there is to know, and this is so misleading. You get to a certain age in today's society and people feel that they're grown, or I'm a man or I'm a woman because my influential person told me, and I believe they wouldn't lie to me. But let's look at it for real. You have to learn how to live in order to live. You have to know all the aspects and the variables that go along with what you're trying to do. There's no shortcut. There's no easy way, no quick fix to obtain that which is necessary. True, this story is a story that really tears down the fabric of what a person knows, because through trial and error, this young man thought he was old enough to go out on his own. He believed that everything was going to be just as he thought it to be. What is thought without practical application? You need experience before you can consider what a thing will be like. Here we find that most of the time people go on what they feel, not what they know. You need to know how life is going to be by experiencing it for yourself. You don't do anything, therefore you don't learn anything, and thinking about it doesn't make it come true. I was a child at one time. I thought I knew so much, but when it came to getting out in the real world, that's when you finally realize, oh, I forgot to buy this when I went to the store. There's no food in the refrigerator. Oh, my bed isn't made up. I don't know how to make up a bed. I don't know how to do these things. I don't sweep. I don't know how to do windows. I don't know how to wash my laundry. I don't know. There are so many things that go into the fabric of establishing a good life. One thing we need to know, it's available. It's there for us to learn, but many don't want to learn. And when you get to that status or that point that you need to know, you're going to be somewhat disappointed because you have not learned anything but have fun. Go out, spend the money, throw it away, enjoy it. But when it comes time to sit down and think about what you're going to do when trouble comes, where you're going to go when trouble comes, the prodigal son lived a wasteful life. He took his little possessions and he wasted them, having fun, going out, having a car, just spending, buying and spending, saving nothing. Then the famine came. He was out of money, out of resources. He didn't have anything to depend on, to lean on. He was no longer in his parents' house. One thing for sure, you're going to grow up. And parents realize this and should stop coddling their children until they're 25, 30, and 40 years old. They need to be on their own. Eventually, the time will come and they need to be prepared. Proverbs 22 and 6, God says parents need to train up your children in the way that they should go, not the way they want to go, because we know they want to enjoy and have fun all the time. But when they're spending their money, not dependent on your resources, that's when the truth comes to light that they're not prepared. You're either going to be prepared or you're not going to be prepared. And you know what happened to the prodigal son. He found a job and he was working, feeding swine, pigs. And he was so hungry that he was tempted to eat out of the food that was for the hogs. Many of us have gone through things and we know what it's like to be hungry. Why are you waiting for someone else to feed you when you want to be on your own? Get out of high school, go to college, get you a good job because you know something. Then you won't have to worry about eating out of the trash, eating out of the hog pen, eating out of places that are of ill repute. Thank you for listening. I'm just trying to share with you and I'm going to tell you the truth. Parents, train them and then let them go. There's no need for someone staying in your house 28, 29 years old and you coming home and taking money out of your check and giving it to them so that they can go and do what they want to do. Teach them how to be dependent upon themselves, how to use their resources to properly become stewards of God, servants of God, and managers of their own life.
Thank you for listening. This is Are You For Real With God. The Lord loves and cares for you. Amen.